Ever know that guy in your country wants to be part of your country really bad? And always talks how beat you all single man country? Makes money, weapons, economy, and such? Got it pretty bad, actually. Everyone keeps their eye on him cause use his own currency. Most likely likes the board game Risk. Nobody else does. Good for genocides. Like, call him up, make money for him, and fight with him. Or leave him leaderless, right? Start talking wars, always does. Every looks around, that's how you beat us. Genocide's like about to free them. Come over, make some money and guns for them. And cop to scumbag economy, he would know it.
What the hell is that? What is that? I have no idea what you were just saying right there.
You are listening to The Obscure Gentleman. A weekly podcast dedicated to pop culture and filtering it through the eyes and ears of the internet. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez, and who might
And
you?
I'm Alex Mitchell. I'm gonna try to keep it exciting today.
I was going to say, who might you like to be the next president, but okay.
Oh. Okay. I guess I'm not available for that anymore.
So we got a Patreon. We're a bi-weekly podcast,
We
by the
are.
way.
Yeah.
Just keep that in mind. And we also talk about comic books. Also keep that in mind.
Bilingual.
We're not a bilingual podcast.
Bisexual.
No, we are also not that either. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. If you want to support this here podcast and the webcomic, donate as much or as little as you'd like. There's some goodies, so we would love to have you as a patron. If you're listening to this podcast right now and you haven't subscribed, go over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button, leave us a review if you'd like, as many stars as you want or as little as you want. Hit that old heart symbol, and yeah, we would look forward to your feedback.
Share with your friends too, please.
Or if you don't have friends, then I'm sorry.
Yes.
Then
Don't share with your friends.
yeah, sure. Don't, you know, maybe don't share either. Maybe sharing really isn't caring. You ever think of that?
No, I
Could
wasn't brought up that way.
be. So I guess we should
Start the Banderas train.
sure.
Back together again, eh? Let's play.
Gang bang!
There was a
is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
How can you snap?
This is a big one. Hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy.
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat.
Oh, look. Rocks.
Game over.
You lose. Good day, sir.
No! No!
Did you watch the Keenan and Kel thing?
Oh yeah.
They reunited after
That was amazing.
years of essentially not hating each other.
But like it's like you're not on my level,
They had a
so
feud. Well,
it seemed to be like a one-sided feud where Cal was like I have no problem with him. You just
but it
won't.
was keen. Well, to set it to what happened was last night, Jimmy Fallon actually he had a Good Burger sketch, and he had Ed of Good Burger played by
Kel Mitchell.
Kel Mitchell, and then the construction worker,
Yeah, Lester Oaks.
as reprised by Keenan, and it was, I thought I wouldn't be like I thought when the day came because I knew it would come eventually,
Yeah.
but I thought I didn't think I'd be
I
like
think because
oh,
it wasn't announced.
it was out of nowhere,
Yeah,
and
and that's always the best for
well,
me.
and just last week, and this is touching base on their feud. He was talked to on TMZ, and they asked him, like, "Do you guys not talk anymore?" He's like, "He doesn't return my calls, blah, blah,
He said this a while back too,
blah." Yeah,
like
he's been saying this for years, actually.
yeah.
So the genesis of what happened was when when Keenan got hired for SNL, he cut ties with Kel for some reason.
I think the logic is that they don't want to see you basically kind of like shoehorned into that role of you can only work with like one other
No,
guy
but it's not
in.
just about working. He just didn't. He didn't talk to him anymore. Like, they used to be like best friends
Well,
who would,
they essentially grew up
yeah,
together.
they
I
would
mean,
all they constantly hung out, but then as soon as that happened, he cut ties, and
and
but now the beef is apparently squashed. They everything's fine between them now. So, I mean, will this lead to anything? Probably not.
But, I mean, it's always kind of... You always imagine these guys are close.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I mean, for people our age, you know,
yeah.
90s kids, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, these guys were essentially, like, you know...
They were one of our duos. They were one of our comedy duos as children.
Yeah.
So,
and they were... And we saw them on All That. We saw them on Keenan and Kel. So it was like, we knew these guys were friends, obviously.
Yeah.
So when you find out that, like... No, they don't hang out anymore. They don't talk. It's kind of disheartening.
Yeah. You know? I mean, and there's already now talk of, from fans or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
Are they going to do a Keenan and Kel reunion on, like, because Nick is doing the whole initiative where they want to relaunch shows. I mean, it would be kind of interesting if they did that, but
yeah.
I for some reason, I don't think it's going to happen. But
I don't know. I feel like this is always the case. Like, when Toonami was brought back to... It was the initial hype from all the 90s kids, and then they just stopped watching.
But then again, like... Full House had a reunion on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon,
mm-hmm.
and now they're getting a show.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know.
It's going to be on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Mary-Kate and Ashley are not involved, though, so no Michelle.
Aren't they kind of just done with acting?
Yeah, and they're like crazy hermit fashion ladies.
Yeah.
Speaking of fashion.
Yes.
This week... we here at the Upstairs Gentlemen are fans of Antonio Banderas.
He's one of our patron saints in our...
He is. He lets you know that it's time to play.
Yes.
Every episode. So...
And then we're back together again, eh?
Yeah, that as well. So, he came forward recently, and he said he has this goal, this dream that he wants to make a reality. And his dream, and this is... 100% true. This isn't him, like, be trying to be funny. He wants to make, in men's fashion, capes. He wants men to start wearing capes again. Like regal capes. He wants different types of capes. He wants...
Is he into half capes, too? Or?
And, yeah. He wants all forms of capes to be reintroduced into male fashion and society.
Hmm.
And so he's going to start developing... capes and have his own line of them.
Oh, cool.
But he's also going to start like an awareness program.
Save the capes.
It's basically to make men know, hey, you know what? You can accessorize too with capes. Now, what are your thoughts on this?
Let me just say, like,
would you wear a cape?
I would. It would need to be like black or something. I wouldn't wear. I would only wear like a half cape. You know, I wouldn't wear, like, one of those
big... Like models. Captain Marvel.
Yes. Shazam, actually.
Or Shazam, as he's called now, yeah.
Yeah. I've always liked The Incredibles, but I think that one of the things I don't like about it is that it gave everyone on the internet this negative... And they always use this as gospel now.
When I was researching this, that's most of the comments were...
Yeah.
People either posting clips from The Incredibles...
Or just saying no
pictures
capes.
Pictures of Edna or yelling no capes or... Yeah.
I mean, for that universe, it's fine. Whatever, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
I have no problem with capes on superheroes.
Yeah.
Now, would I wear a cape as a fashion statement? Well, I mean, if maybe I'm like... In, like, a very formal regalia.
Oh, yeah, no, it can't just be,
you
like...
You can't be wearing a t-shirt.
No.
And shorts and sandals and a cape.
Yeah. That's like saying I could wear this fancy-looking hat with sunglasses.
It's essentially the fedora effect, where it's, like, to wear this nice garment, this upper fashion thing...
Yeah. Let's be straight here. We're talking about the original fedora, not the trilby that everyone wears now.
To do this... You essentially have to also have the rest of your outfit connect and match with it.
Yeah.
People tend to not do that when it comes to fedoras or triplies or whatever. And I imagine if capes did become a rage again...
That would also start to happen.
Yeah. I mean, unless we take a shift where people start wearing suits...
Yeah.
Again, then... Again, I don't know if I'm okay with capes being a thing. I mean, it's fun to say...
But you can't actually...
But do you want to be walking down the street and everyone's wearing capes?
If they look different, yeah.
It's so weird to think about that. Like, people swishing in the wind.
That's kind of cool.
Like, so your team bring back the cape.
Maybe I am.
So the people did react to this, obviously.
Okay.
The biggest reactions, though, okay. On Facebook, it was pretty much just Incredibles quotes, or people talking shit on Antonio Banderas.
Why?
I don't know.
What's he honestly done to earn anyone's ire?
I don't know, but people seem to not like him very much.
Okay.
So, going into comments, I guess, most of them came from 4chan. There was a I learned about this from a thread on 4chan on the Television and Film Board.
Okay.
So, if I were a movie character with a cape, I'd want one with a lot of pockets. To which someone responded, can you get capes with giant pockets on the inside? Sorry, I'm new to capes.
To my knowledge, Superman has a pocket in his cape, doesn't he?
Sometimes he does.
Sometimes he does?
I personally, I think pockets and capes are kind of weird.
That is weird. Because I don't, like, because then you're going to ruin the flow of the cape.
Oh, yeah, because you're weighing it down.
Yeah. Then it's just going to look weird.
I mean, you can, though. I mean, you just have to put it in the lining, I guess.
Even just saying that is weird.
It's like a coat where, like, you know, it'd have to be, like, a thin lining.
But coats don't, like, flutter in the wind there. Yeah,
I mean, you'd have to only use it to put, like, maybe, like, tickets or something. Or something something lightweight. A pen might be okay. And it depends on the thickness of your cape. This is so stupid. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about capes. Okay. So, speaking of Banderas and, like, people talking shit, I think if someone like Banderas leads the way, it could happen and not just turn into another trench coat fedora thing, to which someone replies, when has he ever been relevant? He can't even act. To which someone responded, you ever see Spy Kids?
He's versatile. I'll
say I think
that.
He is.
That's the thing. If anyone else tried this, I wouldn't take it seriously.
Yeah.
But it's weird. I'm not even a huge fan of his. Like, I like him as an actor.
Oh, I'm a huge
fan. No, I know you are.
Yeah.
I know you are. But I'm not, like, a crazy fan of him. But he's, like, the guy I really think, like, yeah, okay, like, this would work with him.
I for some reason, I still think it might not. It probably won't, to be honest.
Oh, no, well, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
You've already given up.
They're capes. I mean, who knows? Maybe in, like, 10 months I'll be eating my words and everyone's going to be wearing capes.
I don't know if it's going to be that quick, but...
Hey, you never know. Fashion moves fast.
It does.
Okay. Okay, so the next one. This one's sort of a guy... he's looking into the future. He's seeing how... Things could be.
We got a Nostradamus on our hands.
Yeah, so.
Alright.
Walked by a high school while shielding myself from the fierce wind with a cape from the Banderas cape line.
Alright.
A bunch of high schoolers in fancy capes are beating up a poor kid with no cape. With their canes, the leader of the high school bullies opens his cape to me and politely greets me with a good day, sir. I smile back at him and give him a supporting nod as I open my cape back at him. I go on with my day, secure knowing that the future is safe.
Good God. Is this what's going to happen? People who don't even want one are just going to get murdered by people with capes?
I would think it would be kind of hilarious if the cool kids are the ones with the capes, and it's the nerds who don't have capes.
It's literally everything that I would not expect in my time, right?
Like, imagine where gentlemen...
Yes. Obscure ones, perhaps?
No. Normal gentlemen.
Okay.
Are viewed as the cool. That they're viewed as the jocks. Like, football players are going to wear
capes. So they become less boorish over time. Is that what you're saying? Like,
I guess. But at the same time, nerds or poor kids who can't afford capes are going to be beaten up because they don't have capes or because their capes aren't of quality.
That sounds horrible.
And in this man's future... They also carry canes.
Canes.
So.
So they also have, like, blunderbusses and, like...
Maybe top hats.
Yeah.
Monocles. Is this the future?
So it's essentially the obscure gentleman.
Yeah. So is this the future we're looking forward to?
No. Not at all. I will probably be killed in this future.
It's like, wear a cape or die. Be a gentleman or die.
Yes.
So here's one. And I feel some of us have thought this at one point. If I was a famous celebrity, I'd be that guy that shows up to the red carpet events wearing cloaks or ruffled shirts and tights. How does that not sound cool as fuck? To which someone replied, damn, Now, I want to wear a cape.
I'm actually a little surprised that no one in Hollywood is willing to do that, except for, like, Trey Parker and Matt Stone. But they dressed up as, like, Bjork or something.
People
like
that. Will only wear capes when they're trying to either be funny.
Yeah.
Like, but I've had this, it's always been in my head that if I ever were a celebrity or, like, a big-time actor or whatever the hell,
yeah,
I would want to, like, dress, like, fancy.
Yeah.
Because I think not only would it be funny, it would be kind of cool. I mean...
And who's going to stop you?
Yeah, I mean, the more... I think Paul F. Tompkins, I think the comedian Paul F. Tompkins actually does do that. He wears, like, weird, like, velour and satin and velvet
outfits. So he's looking like Jamie Foxx in Django when he's riding that horse.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, he once wore something that reminded me of one of the Third Doctor's outfits from Doctor Who. So
Pertwee.
Yeah. So, right. I mean, I'd be down for that.
All right.
But do I want to wear a cape? And I'm still unsure. Okay, so here's someone else. They're not talking about the future, but they're saying what capes are capable of. What
capable?
Turn cape into some kind of technology-enhancing product. Put a paper-thin battery in the entire length of the cape. Charge phone devices and anything on the go, and it also keeps you warm. The only side effect is immediate cancer.
Well, you can throw that idea right out the window.
I do think it would be feasible to, like...
There are jackets that do that.
Yeah, your cape, have your cape be battery-lined. I can't believe I'm saying these things.
Yeah.
Your cape would be battery-lined. And yeah, you could easily, like, charge your phone in your cape.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I have an anchor battery with me sometimes.
Yeah, but now you could have it in your... Just your cape could... Yeah.
Just be the battery.
Yeah. Right. You could have a solar-powered cape. That could be a thing. Ooh. Okay. So, not having a royal red velvet fur-trimmed cape with a secret layer of graphene able to stop bullets? Not scouring the alleys of New York looking for damsels in need of saving? Not providing ample shelter and eggs to said damsels in their trauma? I shall be called the White Knight. I can see a lot of that happening, though.
A lot of people getting killed for.
A lot of people thinking they're, like, really majestic and like I'm gonna save people because I have a cape on.
But then, aren't you gonna start blaming other people who wear capes for not acting?
Antonio Banderas is gonna create vigilantes. That's what he's gonna do. All
right.
This is gonna lead to mystery men forming, actual old classic mystery men. Thank you, Antonio Banderas. You've brought existence to superheroes.
And Ben Stiller.
And for those who don't know, you want to explain what White Knight means?
Yeah, a White Knight can mean many things, but it typically means a person on the internet who goes out of their way to... a male usually going out of their way to defend women for things they really don't need to be either defended for or...
With the intent of
basically getting their attention and possibly eventually meeting them to have sex with them.
Yeah, so...
There's... You'll often see people get... miscategorized
as a white knight, yeah.
So
it's also used as a slur.
So just pay attention because you probably aren't looking at a white knight, but they exist.
White knights exist. This is the weirdest conversation ever.
Yeah.
You will never wear a powdered wig and dope ass stockings.
I'm imagining like Hugh Laurie in a freaking
in Blackadder,
yeah.
It's weird. There's a part of me that wants this culture and this aesthetic to come back because it would just be so hilarious. And I know I'd be the one outside of that aesthetic.
Oh, yeah.
But it would be weird because I'd probably be made fun of because, oh, you're not as fancy and gentlemanly as we are. good heavens. Like, I want people to start talking, like putting on those, like...
The fake British accents.
The fake upper crust. Oh, yes, my good man. Do you have any gloves that I could put on? Like,
so the 1% would become like just a bunch of insufferable assholes.
No, it wouldn't be the 1%. It would be mainstream America. Because
that's bizarre.
Because it would be the new trend, or hipsters would adopt it. Which would be hilarious if hipsters
adopted. I would love to see that, actually.
Like, imagine going to LA and just, like, you're seeing tons of people in, like, capes and stockings and, like, cod pieces.
They're renting out horse-drawn carriages and
that
all.
That would be insane. With, like, white powdered makeup and rosy cheeks.
Ugh.
I want that to happen. It must happen. Okay, so here's a story from a guy in the military. Military bro here. Reading through Army regulations, I see that capes are authorized for officers in dress uniforms. I tell my friend, he gets a kick out of it. The Army formal, drunk Army leadership is everywhere. The brigade commander drunkenly ranting about how to win wars. Segues into dress and men uniform. Friend asks commander about officers wearing capes. Commander looks him in the eyes and threatens to kill my friend if he ever sees him in a cape. Many kecks were had by all. Anyway, I'm ready for capes to come back.
So I'm guessing that they're not allowed in.
No, they are. Because I decided to look this up. You technically, if you were in the services or whatever, and if, like, yeah, if it's authorized for certain dress uniforms for certain officers, mm-hmm. you can wear a cape. The thing is, no one does anymore. Yeah. It's just like you can carry a sword if you're...
I would wear a half cape.
Well, I mean, it's like I said, you can carry a sword still if you want. You can wear a cape. There's all these, like, old...
But you can grow, like, awesome sideburns and amazing beards
no.
and handlebar.
Hair regulations have changed.
Yes, yes.
But, yeah, I just...
That's so weird to me that you that you don't want your generals looking manly and rugged anymore.
It's because people can grab your beards in combat.
But how often are you, like...
Yeah, I know. But, The idea of a higher officer wearing a cape, I kind of like that idea for some reason.
I do. I would follow that, man.
Alright, so, you will never wear a cape on a casual trip to McDonald's without looking like a weirdo.
I disagree. I believe this future is ready for that.
And then the McDonald's uniforms will incorporate capes. Imagine that.
They'll have a big, like, they'll be red and they'll have
a giant M on the back.
Yeah, gold trimmings.
Where I come from, the M stands for loving it. okay. So here's something I'm pretty sure a lot of us relate to, but do not admit to it.
Okay.
When I'm home alone, I will often use a large blanket to wrap around my body, like a cape or a cloak. Now, to which someone responded, when I get out of the bathtub and I am done drying off, I put the towel around my neck like a cape, and I fly with one hand forward like Superman to my bedroom to get dressed in clean jammies before bed. Okay, the first part, I really do. That's just fucking weird.
I don't do any of those things.
When you were young, I don't do it anymore, but I used to do it.
Like, I thought you were saying, like people still do it.
Though. Oh, I imagine people do still do it. That's weird. When I was young, though, it's like, yeah.
When you're young, but...
Like, my brother Nick, of Plane Zero, and also Obscure Gentleman from time to time, he did that as well.
Yeah.
I remember when you were little, he used to put his giant comforter over himself, cloak himself, and then open it and yell, I'm Batman.
Yeah.
He would do that constantly.
Because he's Batman.
But the notion of, like, being naked and then running to your room like you're... That's just weird. I mean, people say they do the Terminator thing, too. When that you kneel in the shower with one fist on the ground.
That's just a waste.
And the water's coming on you, and then you slowly get up while you, like, hum the Terminator music.
That's stupid.
Like, and you feel like Arnold.
That's embarrassing. If you do this, please stop. You're wasting water.
I think we might have given people some ideas. Okay, so this is the last one, because this is just getting silly. And this person, they honestly make a lot of sense for today. We all have good indoor heating and malls and so they typically crank up the heat so you'll be uncomfortable if you wear a coat inside. You can slip these on and off extremely easily. They keep you dry and they won't interfere with your clothes. I suspect the reason the fashion gods haven't made these fashionable again is that they are so easy and cheap to make.
I don't think they're that functional. I mean, there's got to be some, like, are they really going to keep you that warm?
I mean, it depends on the material. Yeah. If you have a cape that's made of, like flannel, that's going to keep you warm. Imagine a flannel cape. You wouldn't have to wear a flannel shirt, jacket, or whatever, or a button-up anymore.
But I like wearing the shirt.
But you could have a flannel cape instead. You could have a denim cape. You could have a leather cape. And then there's cape etiquette, which people brought up. How to properly sit in your cape.
Just throw it over your shoulder.
And then there's people post a picture of...
do it hot or do it cold.
Of FDR at the Yalta conference.
Yeah, see, that looked
and
cool.
And he's wearing a cape.
Yeah.
So, should capes come back? And is Antonio Banderas onto something here? Or is he just... Or, as one comment said, this is an idea you have when smoking too much marijuana and watching your own movie called Zorro.
Maybe that's why.
I could picture that. He's just watching Zorro. I look really cool in that cape. Like, and he said shit like that. So, is this...
Maybe he's just messing with you guys.
Is this viable?
I say yes. They're not going to be that expensive to make.
So you're on board the cape revolution.
Sure.
All right.
Let's roll with it.
All right. The capes, the red capes are coming, Alex.
They are.
The red capes are coming.
God damn it.
Okay, so moving on. What do you have for me?
So this week the Muppets started airing.
Yeah, I watched it last night.
It's a bit like The Office or 30 Rock.
Kind but of with thing. Muppets.
Yeah. What'd you think?
I liked it. I think it still needs to find its feet a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a pilot episode.
Yeah, every pilot needs to find its feet. It shouldn't be an endurance test.
Yeah, because, you know, normally they're in the sky, so it's hard to find your feet. but yeah, yeah, it will find its feet, I think. What we got was pretty good, I thought.
I had no issue with... I mean, there's a couple things here and there that needs touching up on.
Yeah, it needs to be tightened up a little bit. But other than that, I mean, my only problem was, did you see the pre-pilot?
Yeah.
I didn't like the replacement they got for... I know this is weird I'm saying this. For Fozzie's girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I
didn't even notice.
Fozzie's girlfriend was played by... Tawny from Even Stevens.
Okay.
And
oh, okay.
Yeah. I preferred her.
All right. I didn't. And do you know who played her in this one?
I don't. She was in an episode of Fresh Off the Boat yesterday.
Oh, cool.
I don't know.
Here's what our friend Travis...
Wait, no. Did you like it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I was saying that. Yeah. Okay, it's so... It needs some work,
so obviously. So are you going to watch it week to week?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's not... I'm not watching
it a ton right now. It's easy viewing.
It's not like it's an hour long.
Yeah.
Travis of Plain Zero fame said this to say, though. I think there's potential in the Muppets, but so far it's Big Bang Theory humor presented as The Office in a felt package.
Oh!
I don't know if he meant
what?
That to be... I don't think he meant that to be an insult.
He doesn't like Big Bang Theory.
I thought he loved Big Bang
Theory. He watches it, but he doesn't like it.
Wait, why does he do that?
I don't know.
Oh, well. Travis, you gotta stop.
What? How is that Big Bang Theory? It's not just...
Because it's the same writer.
Yeah, but the thing is, Big Bang Theory is just like reference, laugh.
I'm sorry to anyone that likes The Big Bang Theory. We're not huge fans of it.
No.
But
Big Bang Theory humor is like, they say, Windows XP! Ah!
Yeah, so...
Nintendo 64!
I don't know. Maybe Travis says something about
Zimbabwe. And then everyone freaks out because that's his catchphrase.
Bazooper. So...
Bazingo, yeah.
So, Travis, you know... He has his opinion. But, you know, people have their opinions.
They do.
And it's fair. I think it's a fair. I think it's a. It's a reasonable.
I can get that.
Other people though are being far less reasonable regarding it.
Because people care what type of
Muppets they're watching,
and they also are weirdly obsessed with a frog having sex with a pig.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who seem to be upset that this isn't their... Not my Muppets, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I also didn't know Kermit and Miss Piggy shipping was a thing. I did not
You know really that. Didn't know that?
No. I didn't think people actually went out and shipped them.
Oh, yeah.
But shipping, by the way, for those who don't know, it's when you take two fictional characters, or possibly even real people, and you pair them up, and ship is short for relationship. So, there you go.
Yeah. So I got a few of these from, like, I actually only got one comment from 4chan, and it's relatively reasonable. All right. Most of these are either from, like, Reddit or Any Cool News.
Yeah.
The Facebook, what have you. So the first thing, in quotation marks, ABC funny. Sounds like something Animal would say. Would you trust a drummer? Would you trust a drummer, Aaron?
It depends on the drummer. Would I trust Ringo Starr? I would trust Ringo Starr with my life. Any man who writes a song about Octopus Gardens is okay with me. Now, would I trust... Oh, I'm thinking of all the drummers, and they all seem like pieces of shit.
Maybe this guy's got a point, though.
I don't know. Would you trust a drummer?
Keith Moon.
He's dead.
There you go.
He's dead.
I trust him.
I don't know. Maybe, you know what? If anyone from 12 for a Penny is listening, would you trust a drummer? I don't know.
That's your next topic. All right. I'll give it a chance. I better see Statler on Waldorf, though. I don't think he was... The way he was saying it was that they're not in the show.
They are.
I think he missed that.
Okay. That's weird.
Fuck him. My biggest problem with it is just how adult it was. Muppets are meant to be watched by the whole family.
You know what? You know what's kind of funny? Well, did he say more?
Yeah, he does.
All right.
This seems geared towards fans of 30 Rock, not fans of The Muppet Show, The Muppet Movie, or even The Muppets. While there may be some overlap here, is some kid who got exposed to The Muppets going to enjoy this? No. I can best sum my problem with the premiere that Kermit should never use the word sexy.
I also heard people got upset that he used the word hell.
Yeah.
Okay. There's two points I'd like to make. One, this show comes on when maybe kids shouldn't be watching television.
Isn't that like 9 or something?
Yeah. So, hey parents out there, don't show this to your children if it's on past the watershed.
Yeah.
I know we Americans don't use the term watershed. Watershed is past a certain time when they start showing more adult material. So do not show your children this show. It's on when more adult shows are on in the first place. And second of all, the Muppets have kind of always had like adult humor peppered in there.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a recurring theme.
So.
And this humor is tame.
It is. I mean, the harshest thing is they made a sort of a reference to bear shitting in the woods.
Oh.
But they now read say it.
I love the joke about Fozzie saying that, you know, like, you know, it's kind of hard to find romance when you write on dating sites, lovable bear looking for romance.
Oh, yeah.
And he says you get a lot of wrong responses. And then he has to say, not wrong, just not right for me.
All right, so what else?
That was great. Couldn't they just do the old Muppet Show again? The variety show God. With the skits and guest hosts? I'd rather them do that than make some office-type reality. Okay, so here's the thing I have with that, is that they've actually tried bringing that back.
They did. It was like the mid-late 90s, wasn't it?
Even earlier, in the 80s, and then in the
90s. Oh, wow. So they tried it twice.
And they both failed.
The problem is variety shows that aren't contests don't succeed. I mean, even then, the contest ones... That market's already cornered with The Voice and with America's Got Talent.
I don't see...
Variety shows just aren't, like, a thing anymore. I mean...
Because it's always, like a whatever joke.
Yeah, like, laughing. That's never going to happen again.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to see Obama saying, "Sock it to me." That's not happening.
Yeah. All right. If Jim Henson had just gone to the doctor... We wouldn't have to watch wrong-sounding Muppets.
Whoa!
Someone responded, except he'd be 79 now and probably would sound even less like Kermit. To which the original poster said, "Fuck you. He'd still sound like Kermit because he was Kermit. I'd take it over this shit."
Okay, so... It's fucked up. Okay, so... When Jim Henson passed away, there was talks of if they were going to continue, and they obviously did, but a lot of the post-Henson stuff people still love.
Yeah. I like Muppet Christmas Carol.
Henson still died while the variety show was still going on. Like that, like they even have the special dedication episode to him. Yeah. I mean, that's fucked up.
I mean, Sesame Street too. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, yes, Henson was the heart of the ship, but I mean, when he died, it didn't. They did their best to pay tribute to him, their best to carry on his legacy, and I think they've done just fine.
And that's the thing is, you always have to wonder, would a guy who literally had other people have, you know, profit from his work and him himself having fun with them, would he want all of them to just pack it up and go
home? Yeah, I mean, there's, if you go up on YouTube right now and you type in, like, I think it's Jim Henson Farewell or something.
Yeah.
You're going to cry. It's
if,
like,
if you like the Muppets, you're going to cry. Oh, man. I will say that I know there are people who don't care about the Muppets and
things. And it's like all the Muppets are freaking out. They're sad because Jim died and it's just, oh, well. But, yeah, you know, I think it's stupid that things should only be made if the creator's alive. If there is respect paid, if there is actual work to, like, do it to where it's respectful for the creator's memory and you're not spitting on it, on the legacy, fine. I, like, that's, that comment was horrible. That pissed me off.
Damn, Asian Miss Piggy is hot as fuck.
Oh no, I've been seeing this stuff pop up where people want to have.
I don't think she's Asian.
I think. No, I don't think so. I think she just has, like, narrower
they're
eyes.
Pigs.
Yeah.
So that's not even really a.
I mean, there are pigs in Asia. So those those would be Asian pigs.
Fuck, whatever. All right. I'm just hoping the Kermit becomes a frog whore and sleeps with all the bag stage chicks. And then Miss Piggy gets all depressed and starts drinking midway through the first season. The second season can be all about Fozzie fighting his mental depression, bipolar disease, Miss Piggy drinking and sleep around, and Kermit's untreated multiple drug-resistant gonorrhea.
That's...
Some funny parts. Kermit did not sound like Kermit. Not as outrageous as the original.
Okay.
Perhaps it will get better. Huh? The more adult humor was out of place. Did the Muppets move to South Park? Let the Muppets be the Muppets. Let Kermit be outrageous. Not a green version of Holden Caulfield.
Okay, I don't know what show this person was watching. Like, that is deep in hyperbole.
South Park.
I don't know. Or hyperbole, as some people who don't know how to read say.
Those people are wrong. My 3-year-old watches Sesame Street.
And I really hope you're not going to show him this show.
If there's any hope for saving the Muppets at all, they need to get those writers. There's more anarchic, old school, or even, hey, let's put on a show type Muppet humor on that show than there has been among the Muppets since they did the 3D movie in Disney World over 20 years ago.
Oh, God.
There are two bits on YouTube. One is Ricky Gervais singing Elmo to sleep, and the other is their parody of Boardwalk Empire.
Okay.
That's more like what the Muppets used to be than all of this shit. There's just something that's been off a long time now, and if they can't get it right, they should just let it die at this point, as it's becoming more painful to see the endless failed attempts. Frank Oz was right about the Jason Segel movie, too. I think his heart was in the right place, but the Muppets are a really odd duck. Not really saccharine, even though they seem like they are if you only remember certain scenes, but not really jokey. The humor comes out more of the situations they're in or out of their exaggerated personalities. But they do tell jokes, and there certainly are gags. That's just the je ne sais quoi that's always been missing. Yeah, okay, so... God.
Okay, you know what?
It's the Muppets.
No, yeah, it's the taking the Muppets this seriously... It's baffling to me. I understand why Frank Oz... Like, does Frank Oz even voice these characters anymore?
No.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably too old. I could understand why he doesn't like them. It's not the show he worked on. It's not...
Yeah. And some of the people that used to be on the show aren't there anymore.
But to say that it has no merit and it's... to say it's unsuccessful is stupid considering how well the movies did.
Yeah.
It's not the Muppets you grew up with. That's... No one is saying it's the Muppets you grew up with. So if you don't like it, there's one easy way to solve that. Just don't watch it. Simple.
I'm waiting for Sesame Street on HBO so I can watch a gratuitous sex scene between Oscar and Elmo. To which one
person... That is happening, though, by the way, you know, right?
To which one person responded, it was called Fraggle Rock.
You know what's happening, though, right?
What?
Sesame on HBO.
Oh, really?
Oh, you didn't know?
I better call somebody.
Yes!
I got you.
No, you did... You did not know that.
No.
Yeah, Sesame Street's going to be premiering on HBO first now, and then on PBS.
Okay.
Yeah, not like after, like, whatever shows they have on now. Which, I don't even know what shows they have on HBO anymore. But, yeah.
So is it adult, or is it just...
No, it's just going to be... It has a higher budget and production value, but it's going to be on HBO.
Okay, cool.
For kids. It's okay. It's not...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, everyone's thinking, like...
It's not going to be like, coming on like after...
Game of Thrones or whatever.
Yeah, that's the show that's on there still.
Okay. Okay, and this one was from 4chan. Where the hell was this timeless, innocent version of the Muppets everyone seems to remember? The original one was much more of a product of the 70s as anything at the time.
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean it is still great today. But Christ, people are fucking stupid.
Yeah, he's encapsulated everything, I think.
Yeah. And to kind of... There's this little
Gonzo
thing
from... was always trying to fuck a chicken.
Yeah.
That was part of the show. Gonzo was trying to fuck a chicken.
Yeah.
That's not a...
And they've maintained that since...
That's the joke.
Yeah.
So, to say that it's clean...
They've maintained that joke.
When you have one of your main characters trying to shove his dick in a chicken...
Yeah.
Then you have no argument.
Jesus.
Today is weird. We're talking seriously about capes and Muppets.
Last one.
Okay.
I don't watch shows for little kids.
Okay.
Only way I'll watch... Hold on. I don't watch shows for little kids.
No.
The only way I'll watch is if Miss Piggy shows her fat ass tits.
I don't think anything needs to be said about that. I do not think that there anything needs to be said about that.
You had something to say before I finished.
I don't even know anymore because that's just weird.
Yeah.
I mean, unless... I don't even know what to say. That's horrible. All right, so we are joined again this week by Travis Kennedy of Plane Zero.
This is my safe place. This is... Because we can't talk about this at Plane Zero or else Nick will make fun of us.
Yeah.
So this is a safe haven, guys.
Travis decided to come out of his cage right now.
I'm back out.
So he's been here...
I'm a gentleman. I wait till I'm introduced.
He's been here the entire time, but he's just been very quiet.
And when we tell him to shut up, he will shut up.
Do we say spoiler alert right here, right?
Yes. Spoilers, obviously. So this week was part two of the season opener.
The Witch's Apprentice.
Familiar. The Witch's Familiar.
I kept calling it Apprentice.
That was the first one. Because
he's the magician.
Yeah. So last we left off, the doctor was threatening a little boy version of Davros. Clara and Missy were both dead. They were exterminated. And the TARDIS was destroyed. So...
I like to call this episode Aaron Was Right. Like, all of his theories was like, oh yeah, that's probably what happened. They just teleported.
And they did.
And that's because it looked just like how it did. It was that Death in Heaven, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It pretty much...
And the whole intro was just basically explaining that, too, which was cool. And I love the little flashback of explaining how the doctor did it, and it doesn't matter which face it is, so you can see, like, a silhouette of Baker, and then you see a silhouette, it was of
Hartnell.
Hartnell.
But, yeah, okay, so they're clearly not dead from last week's episode.
Yes.
Good.
That was a ruse.
As he's known to do.
Moffat? Moffat? Yeah, well, yeah, Moffat.
Plus, we've got a whole season that they're saying it's Clara's last season, you know? I mean, you know that even if she's dead, she's not even if she had died at the end of that episode, it wasn't going to be a permanent, so really the real thing was, how is she not going to be dead anymore?
Yeah. It's very heavy in the Doctor and Davros speaking.
Well, it's a giant chess match.
Yeah, and it harkens back to Classic Who. And then
I got that.
I always loved the banter between them. And even when Ten was bantering with him, it was great. It was great. Seeing the Doctor and Davros argue it's not even arguing. It's like
just talking, debating.
Yeah,
it's basic. It's just it's a game of wits. It's genuine. It's genuine. Yeah. Like, who's gonna win here? We're just
who's gonna win?
Because with
the answer's in the question.
Like, when it comes to the Master, the Doctor talking to the Master, it's more of a who's gonna fuck over who, like, and because they're enemies, but they're also friends. But with Davros, it's it's slow, it's more calculated.
I love that I'm using who is the name and not
of course. So we learn a few things about Davros in general, but let's go first the what the doctor does to him.
Oh, he fucking pulls the steals a wheelchair from a cripple kid.
Yes, he rips him out of
and he asked him why he should have made some legs.
Like he's very mean to him, but it's like it's
earned. It's understandable.
Yeah, it's earned. So he steals his wheelchair, essentially, and then we get one of the funniest and I'd say one of the best Dalek scenes of New Who in general. I think that where it's what does he say? You've always had dreams.
Oh, admit it. We've all had this exact nightmare.
And yeah,
because he's in. Because I mean, he's basically he's half Doctor, half Dalek from appearance.
And then you get the Daleks trying to attack him, and they can't because Davros' chair doesn't let them do that. And so that answers a question a lot of people have had over the years, going back to Classic Who: how come the Daleks can't kill him? Well, there you go. There's a force field.
Yeah,
pretty soon.
We also learned that the Dalek word for sewer is graveyard.
Yeah. Okay. So, and in one of the best dynamics we see, I love Clara and Missy together. It's this weird relationship they have, like from the beginning when chasing her with the stick, where she's like, "Can I get a stick?
You make your own."
Yeah,
make your own pointy stick.
And then she pushes her down a hole
because they're trying to figure out how deep the hole is. She's like, I don't know, maybe 20. I can't see the bottom. And then she pushes her, and when she hears her land, she's like, "Oh, it's about 20 feet." Okay.
And then from there, they're now in the Dalek sewers, but it turns out the Dalek sewers are made of Dalek. So when Daleks die, they decompose, but they're still alive, and they're lining the sewers, and it's really gross. So it's like Dalek.
They look like shit.
Yeah, like their Daleks are literally made of Dalek shit.
Yeah.
And the walls pulsate, and then we get, which harkens back almost to Asylum of the Daleks, is Clara put back into one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was wondering how many callbacks there would be to that.
And at the end, there's a total callback to it. But yeah, it's a very funny bit when Missy's like testing what the Dalek can say.
Yeah,
but then it kind of turns creepy.
I didn't really think it was that funny, to be honest.
At first,
no, there's something. I just thought it just reminded me too much of that episode. I'm thinking,
it's basically Daleks aren't individuals.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because there's no, if you try to say your name, it just comes out as I am Dalek.
Yeah. And you learn more.
It does go from like playful to creepy really quickly.
Yeah. So we get all that Missy Clara stuff, which is great. But the highlight is the Doctor and Davros, and when he finally recaptures the Doctor with the snake, with the Snake Man. Well, hold on. Before that happens, before he captures the Doctor with the Snake Man, the Snake Man brings him back. And then he wakes up, and I assume this was supposed to be intentionally hilarious, the chair scene.
No, I'm the only one.
Yeah, because I burst out laughing.
No, it's funny, because why would there be a chair anywhere on Skaro?
So now the Doctor, this is where the episode, it's pretty much just them two against each other, and you get this dramatic fucking scene, and you learn about sort of Davros' feelings, and it's like you were texting me. And
yeah,
you
said that, I just said this episode is sad.
It got emotionally heavy.
Yeah,
it got. But part of me was just like, the whole time I'm like, I can't fall for it. I can't fall for it because somehow there's gonna be something that happens. There's gonna be a switch.
I fell for it.
There's no way. There's no way. It's just gonna end up being that the Doctor's gonna sit with Davros and watch a sunset as Davros dies. I'm like, there's gonna be more to this. And then as soon as he said, I can't open my eyes anymore, I'm like, oh my god, it's coming. Something he's going to do. And then when the hand glowed.
Well, yeah, the speech that he gives when he finds out that that the Time Lords are alive.
That Gallifrey still is out there.
I do feel that was Davros being sincere.
Like, about your people, like...
There was something there, because, I mean, clearly it was the idea, like, I've also kind of brought back my planet, now you've got yours, I've got somewhere to die, and you'll have somewhere to die, you know?
I feel like, even though he was rousing him, there was still some sincerity in their conversation.
I did text Aaron, because I was getting hooked in, and then as soon as the snake man, I don't know what the fuck his name is.
Colony Sark, I think.
So, he, like, hooks him back up into the thing. He captures the doctor. I just texted Aaron back, that motherfucker. Because I was not... I don't know. I was hoping for some redemption.
So, well, that's the thing. We get a Killing Joke moment in this. Did you get that feeling, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they're laughing together?
Yes.
Like, when he says, like, one thing's for sure, you're not a very good doctor.
A very good doctor.
And then they both laugh, and it's like, okay. But yeah, and then when he starts giving him his regeneration energy...
He's like, no.
It's like, oh, what's
that? At that point, I was like, oh, this isn't gonna...
But he was gonna give him a little bit, but then... Yeah.
But then he got stuck.
Colony Sark, the snake man. Yeah.
I'm just gonna call him Ka.
he wrapped him up, and then... They started draining his regeneration energy.
And making...
To make a hybrid Dalek. Well,
they weren't exactly making hybrids. They were just powering up Daleks.
No, because I've seen hybrid Daleks with those humans before.
We don't talk about that. But we do also learn about a prophecy that may...
may play into the rest of the season, though?
Yeah.
Or series. Sorry, they're British.
But it's not... It's not confirmed that this is why the Doctor ran away. It's just Davros' theory. But there's still a prophecy now, apparently, about a Gallifreyan Dalek hybrid.
Yeah.
So, whatever the hell that is, I mean, that'll be interesting if it does play out. Because I imagine the series is going to wrap up with Daleks and Davros again. I mean, I feel it has to.
It'll be interesting, just because I feel like it'll be one of the more Dalek-heavy series in a while, too. Because, like, usually it's like they pop up in one or two episodes.
Yeah.
And then they come back a little bit later.
But for them to play a role at the beginning and the end is also pretty unexpected.
Yeah. So then going back to the thing, we get the Daleks being powered, but then it kind of bites them in the ass.
Because it also regenerated...
Well, the dead in the sewers, the poop.
Yeah.
The shit rose from the graves.
the shit starts coming out of the walls and
through the pipes.
Infesting the Daleks and I mean, you get this brilliant moment of like where he's counting down because he knows something's going to happen.
Well, and he makes it seem like he already knew that was part of the plan, so he tricked him by letting
it was Battle of Wits again.
Yeah.
And so then,
but the question is, do you really think that the Doctor knew that this was all, that even that part was a trick and did it, or do you think he's just kind of saying it to be because like I can't lose face?
I think he's playing speed chess.
Because there is,
I think he's kind of just like
I think it's a bit of
rolling with the punches. Because
I mean,
there's
always been now I can't think of the right word, but like where the like a conceited factor to the Doctor. Like,
I think it's a bit of both where. And you can't tell when he does it. It's that sometimes he does know what's going on, but sometimes he doesn't. So when he doesn't, I think he does, like...
But he's got a great poker face.
Yes. And so then we get the Dalek and Clara scene with the Doctor, and because he thinks that she's dead, and Missy's trying to trick the Doctor to murder her.
Yeah, into murdering Clara.
She tricks him, but it doesn't work because... the whole mercy aspect comes into play.
Which Dalek shouldn't even be able to say. It shouldn't be in the vocabulary.
Yeah. Okay, so the whole mercy thing, right? So that frees Clara. And then the Doctor gets this idea, but him and Clara escape, and then it's like, where's the TARDIS? Oh, it turns out the TARDIS is still there. It's just it's turned into, like, mist, essentially.
Yes.
And then we get the reveal that the
wearable technology, bro.
Yeah, so the new screwdriver is a pair of Ray-Bans.
Which look awesome.
And that's completely Capaldi's idea because he's not a fan of the screwdriver, personally.
Man, that's got to have classic Who fans a little upset, though.
No, not
really.
The screwdriver wasn't used that much in classic Who.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the thing. Tom Baker used it like a few times, and it was only ever used like when it needed to be used.
So that's, I mean, like, it's being used as constantly is really a new Who thing.
Yeah. Wow. Like, it's almost like a get-out-jail-free
card. I'm so used to hearing that
And it's always used to, it's like constantly opening doors, constantly. Like,
yeah.
During Matt Smith, that's when all of a sudden it was like, this is just a magic wand now.
Yeah.
But yeah, back in the day, Pertwee used it occasionally, Baker used it occasionally, and then the fifth with the fifth Doctor, it got phased out. And it wasn't used at all from him to McCoy.
And is it the seventh who had a yo-yo?
Yes.
That was McCoy, right? McCoy was the seventh, right?
McCoy had a lot of
his,
weird...
His sonic screwdriver was just a yo-yo.
He had a lot of weird tricks up his sleeve. Like, he was like a not a magician doctor.
Sleight of hand.
Like a clown doctor.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, look at those outfits.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm hoping with these sunglasses, if they are permanent, I hope it's more of a... because it'd be weird to constantly be like... Because
he didn't use... I mean, if you look at the whole two-parter, he didn't actually use his sonic screwdriver except at the very beginning.
Yeah.
When he threw it to Davros, to the young Davros. And then when he put on the sunglasses, when he put on the Ray-Bans.
Why I'm okay with the screwdriver going away for maybe, you know, it'll be back. But for it going away is just, it will help the writers to, like, maybe search more for
for different solutions other than just saying, oh, he pulls out his magic wand and then all of a sudden things are fixed.
He did use his wit, to win.
Yeah, and it opens more opportunities for that instead of just like, I'm just going to screwdriver my way out of the situation. So, yeah, we have this sort of shift with the character where now it's like these sunglasses. So we get the ending where it goes back to what the last episode left off with the child being Davros, like, about to be murdered.
And it turns out
he was actually just going to exterminate the hands.
The hand
he saved he saved Davros basically to instill the idea of mercy within him so that...
Eventually down the line...
Realizing that that's why there's...
Because, like, he didn't prevent Davros from becoming a monster. Because, he's predestined to become a monster. But there's somewhere in him where there's a spark of mercy.
Yeah.
We get a little bit of that. One thing I do want to point out, though, that it was very brief, and I don't know if any of you two caught it, was the throwaway line Missy had.
Which one?
The throwaway line about having a daughter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you catch that?
Yes.
I caught that.
Okay, so Missy, the master, Missy, the mistress, has a daughter, apparently.
Yeah.
So where is that going to play in exactly?
She also has a brilliant plan with the Daleks.
It could just be a throwaway line to just mess around with people.
Or it's building the lore more.
Yeah.
I mean, it ends with her having a plan with the Daleks. Yeah. And if you notice, she's with she's with a few different types of Daleks. She's with the classic Daleks. She's with the primary New Who Dalek. I believe the special weapons Dalek is with her also.
So is this actually the first time they've met Davros and the Master?
It is.
Okay. That's why she even says, nice to finally meet
you. Did you notice he actually went out to, he was going to shake her hand?
Yeah,
He actually lifted his hand and she poked him in the eye.
Yeah.
And it was cool to see Davros and the Master for as long as, and Missy for as long as you saw it, but.
Or will we see Missy and just Daleks?
Yes.
Because part of me wonders if her plan really has any room for Davros.
Well, Davros is he's gonna survive no matter what.
And even if he's not dead, he'll be back.
Well, because he's Davros.
Yeah. Part of me feels like whatever Missy's plan is, probably there's no room for another person that's as clever or methodical as her. So really, and that's the other reason why you look at some of these psychotics that are the Doctor's villains, and it kind of makes sense that they would never team
up. That's true.
Because they probably wouldn't work well together.
Yeah. No,
much like how Batman villains always tend to end up...
They fall apart. It falls apart. Yeah. But I feel like these ones would be fighting from the get-go almost. Like,
but if Missy is teaming up with the Daleks, though, or she's going to use them, that could be very interesting.
That would be very... Yeah, would be... I mean, because it was almost... I mean, just like her using Cybermen.
If that happens in an episode, I will definitely tune in and watch it.
Well, you're going to tune in regardless.
I'm going to watch the whole series. There's...
I will definitely watch Doctor Who.
So this episode, even though it's well received, this two-parter, very well received in general.
Yeah, go back on what I said for the last episode. Yeah, so now it's a 5.
Okay, so you're totally...
Yeah, because everything worked out. Like, the way it worked as a whole, like, I can judge it as a whole. So it's 5 out of 5.
And they're planning on releasing, I guess, these as, like, combined stories on.
There's going to be a huge cash grab for this series too.
It's like a compilation movie, essentially.
Yeah, it's essentially it is essentially a movie.
Yeah.
And they are going to like cut out the break and like edit it together and they're going to give it a new title too.
Yeah.
And they were even asking fans, what do you want to see? The ratings are pretty damn good. Some of the best received openers in Who in a long time. But there is a segment who is complaining about something, and it's hilarious. So you know how Davros was ripped out of his wheelchair and poked in the eye?
Oh, so it's teasing cripples.
Yes. People are upset that it's like, you know, even though he's bad, you can't do that. It's ableism. You're totally, that's wrong. And I've seen so many posts about this, and it's like, it's weird and bizarre, and I just want people to understand. He's Space Hitler.
This is very true. Yeah, this is, I mean,
I never saw this much defense for Hitler and Let's Kill Hitler.
And I mean, the thing to also remember is, yeah, I mean, all those modifications are, I mean, he's also ancient.
Yeah, and he also did those modifications to himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is like, you're basic, these people who are outlashing are basically people who are pissed off that someone cut off their own legs. Say I cut off my own legs and I was in a wheelchair because I'm crazy.
And then someone
takes my wheelchair and they're to blame because I cut off my own legs.
Also, you're an asshole too, so.
Yeah, well, that's a proven fact.
And we're doing this to stop you from being a bigger asshole.
It's so weird. It's like, don't be mean to the guy who wants to genocide the universe. He crippled,
you know
don't
what?
Be mean.
My faith in this fan base is no more.
Genocide the Universe is my favorite classic Who episode.
Shout out to Travis's shirt, which is Faith No More.
It's hilarious that even though an episode could be pretty great, you'll still have people saying weird things. But seeing people defend Davros is the most hilarious thing I've ever seen. So next week we have another episode coming up, another two-parter.
Yeah. And I'm just now it's like I look at ads for any episode and I'm like, oh, you know what's gonna happen is you're seeing this in it, but it's gonna turn out that it's a classic Who villain as a mastermind and they're just keeping the twist. Cause I mean, even like for the premiere,
yeah,
it was like, oh fuck, okay,
yeah,
it was a surprise. So I'm just thinking, alright, so what's this gonna be?
Next week, right? Yeah. Same time.
Same Who channel, same Who time.
Yes. Same Who time.
All right, Travis, be quiet.
So, Travis, go back into your cage.
All right, guys.
So, to go back to the beginning. Ever know that guy in your country wants to be part of your country really bad and always talks how to beat you all single-man country? Makes money, weapons, economy, and such. Got it pretty bad, actually. Everyone keeps their eye on him because he uses his own currency. Most likely likes the board game Risk. Nobody else does. Good for genocides, and I call him up to make money for him and fight for him and leave the leaderless right. Start talking wars, always does, ever looks around. And that how you beat us? Genocides like about to be free. They come over and come some money for guns for him and for cop for scumbag economy. He would know it. What do you think of this?
Okay. I have no idea. Freaking the music for then, I don't know, the theme song to Shaft. I don't know what the hell this would be.
This is Gene Chandler with Duke of Earl.
What the hell?
Duke, 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 Duke of Earl, 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 Duke, 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 Duke of Earl. As I walk through this world, nothing can stop the Duke of Earl. And you are my girl, and no one can hurt you. Oh no, yes I. Duchess of Earl, we'll walk through my dukedom, and a paradise we will share. Yes, I.